The following is a lecture entitled Glories of Srivasa Pandit, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on March 31st, 2016, in Copenhagen, Denmark.
So this is the appearance day of Srivasa Pandit. And we offer respectful obeisance to him again and again in so many prayers. Prabhupada is quoting. This is the first mention of Lila of Srivasa Thakur. This is his house was the headquarters of the Sankirtan movement, you can imagine. This is the movement that's going to inundate the whole universe with prema bhakti. And his headquarters is his house. You can imagine his great fortune. His house was the headquarters. You see? I read earlier today, Prabhupada explains how he actually, along with many of them, they appeared before. Krishna ordered them to appear. He appeared before Lord Chaitanya did. You see? He and many others appeared before Lord Chaitanya. And he's actually the incarnation of Sri Narad Muni. The liberated spaceman who didn't want to miss out on the nectar of Chaitanya Lila, you see. Lord Narada Muni can go anywhere and everywhere. He's a liberated spaceman, so he was definitely not going to miss out on Chaitanya Lila. So he left aside his vina, and he appeared in Chaitanya Lila as Srivasa Pandit. So his house was the headquarters, and he, along with Adaita Prabhu, were the two chief householder disciples of Lord Chaitanya. Let's see what else we have. Let's see here. He's described as one of the best associates of Lord Chaitanya. So just consider the caliber. He had many associates, but he is described with Lord Nityananda, Adaita Gadadhar, and Srivasa as one of the best associates. Now we're up to the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam purport. This song, Haraye Nama Krishna Jadavaya Namaha Gopa Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Lord Chaitanya loudly chanted this song in the courtyard of Srivasa Thakur. So why don't we do a little couple of times too. Haraye nama Krishna Yadavaya namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadusudam. Haraye nama Krishna Yadavaya namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadusudam. It gets us into the mood. Now we can feel that, we can just try to feel what it was like in the house of Srivasa Pandit during Chaitanya's time. Of course, many of you have been, many of us have seen that in my, how many have been to his house, Srivasa Angam? It's a place called Broken Madanga Ridge. You see how many? One, see the hands again? One, two, three, four, yes. That place is really powerful. So, it's described here, let's see. Gadadhar is internal potency and is Srivas. He is the marginal living entity in the role of a devotee. Let's see what else we have here. Isha Bhaktan refers to the devotees like Sri Srivasa and all other such followers who are the energy of the Lord and are qualitatively non-different from him. Here's a nice verse. Now we're getting into Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhagavayanera bhaktayata Srivasa pradhana tansabhada padapadme sahasra pranama. There are innumerable devotees of the Lord to whom Srivasa Thakur is the foremost. I offer my respectful obeisances thousands of times unto their lotus feet. So just imagine the exalted position. This is Krishna Das Kaviraj. He is saying that he is the foremost of the devotees of Allura. Very, very exalted devotee. Srivasa Thakur. Then it's described here, all they preach, the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna, so they're preachers. It's described, Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates, like Nityananda, Advaita, and Gadadhar, and Srivas. They're also called captains. Srivasaddi Parishad Saina Sange Lanya Dvisena Bhakti Bule Kirtana Kariya. These two captains were their soldiers. The captains must be. It's like Nityananda is Lord Balaram, Advaita is the personality of Godhead himself. And these two captains, along with their soldiers, such as Srivas, travel everywhere chanting the holy name of the Lord. He's also described as an elder of Lord Chaitanya. He appeared before Lord Chaitanya. He's an elder. He's described as a limb, a smaller limb of the Lord. Let's see. Here's a nice sloka. Srivas, Haridas, Ramadas, Gadadhar, Marari, Mukunda, Chandrasekhar, and Vakeshvara are all glorious and all learned scholars, but the sentiment of servitude to Lord Chaitanya makes them mad in ecstasy. So here we have an interesting combination, you see. Learned scholar and mad in ecstasy. It seems contradictory, doesn't it? Can you imagine a learned scholar, you know, being mad in ecstasy? That is Chaitanya Lila. Highly learned scholars, but mad in ecstasy. A madman, transcendental madman. Highly learned in Vedic scriptures, but going beyond jnana, you see, going to the ecstasy of Krishna bhakti, you see, bhava bhakti. See what else? There are innumerable pure devotees, O Lord, headed by Srivas Thakur, who are known as unalloyed devotees. While chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra, one must chant the names of Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda, Adaya Gadadhar, and Srivas, and their many devotees. This is the process. Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda, Daita, Tina, Janna, Srivasa, Gadadhar, Radhi, Yatta, Bhakta, Gana. So this mantra is very special. Jayadaya, Srivasaddi, Yatta, Pada, Gana, Pranatta, Haya, Vadnam, Sabhara, Charana. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Srivas Thakur and all the other devotees of the Lord. I fall down to offer them respect. I worship their lotus feet. So we have to meditate. I must worship the lotus feet of Srivas Pandit. They are my life and soul. These lotus feet are my life and soul. Again, it says, headed by. This term Srivas Adi appears again and again. It means headed by Srivas Pandit also. All, Jaya Jaya Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Gana Sarva Bishtapurti Heta Yan Harasmarana. All glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, headed by Srivas Thakur. In order to fulfill all my desires, I remember their lotus feet. That's interesting. Do you realize that just by remembering the lotus feet of Srivas Thakur, you can have all your desires fulfilled? Really, I wanted a Rolls Royce. Will I get my Rolls Royce? How about a beautiful movie star girlfriend? Will I get all my desires? You see what I'm saying? Now, this talks about when one is a pure devotee, you see. One is a pure devotee, he desires to develop pure love of Krishna. He desires to spread Krishna consciousness. One becomes purified of all this lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Then you have only two desires left, really. I want to become a pure devotee who can directly experience Krishna at every minute. You see, with all my, with everything I see, everything I hear, everything I taste, everything I feel, I can connect with Krishna with all of my senses at every minute, purely, fully, totally connect with him in every possible way, you see. At the same time, the pure devotee wants to make a revolution on this planet, to bring everyone out of the suffering condition of material consciousness. So, to fulfill those kind of desires, you see, if you simply always remember the lotus feet of Srivas Thakur, then that you'll come, you become a pure devotee, and you'll be a powerful propagator of Krishna consciousness on this planet. Actually, it makes sense because he is Narada Muni, you see, and he's spreading Krishna Bhakti all over the universe. It makes all this good sense in the world. Here's another one, interesting one. The cats and dogs in the household of Srivas Thakur were also liberated. Wow. We could pray just to be, if I could just become a cat or a dog in the house of Srivas Thakur, if I could just have that mercy to be a cat or a dog or a mouse in the house of Srivas Thakur, I would become liberated. You see? Prabhupada says, cats and dogs and other animals are not expected to become devotees, but in the association of a pure devotee, they are also delivered. Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda includes Srivas Thakur. When you talk about the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, that means headed by Srivas, Prabhupada says in the word Prabhupada. So as soon as you think about Lord Chaitanya's devotees, you have to think headed by Srivas Pandit. He's the head, he's the bhakta leader, the head bhakta, you see, Srivas Pandit. How would you like to be in his bhakta program? Be trained up by him. The two brothers, Srivas Pandit and Sri Ramapata, started two branches that are well known all over the world. And this is Srivasa Pandita Arashi Rama Pandita Dvi Bai Dvi Shaka Jagate Vidita. Are you all Bengali speaking? Bengali speaking? Yeah, Bengali? Okay. All right. This is Bengali. I'm sure I'm butchering it, but I just want to apologize if you're Bengali speakers, how badly I'm butchering your language. In the Garaganadesha Deepika.
She's Telugu.
Telugu, okay. Then not so much on the spot then. In the Garaganadesha Deepika 90, Srivas Pandit, Srivas Thakur, same thing, is described as an incarnation of Narada Muni, and Sri Rama Pandit, his younger brother, is said to be an incarnation of. Who is the sidekick of Narada Muni? Parvat Muni. They fly together around the universe, you see. So these two transcendental spaceman sidekicks appeared as Srivas Thakur and Sri Rama Pandit in Chaitanya Leela. And Srivas Pandit also had a wife, Malini. She is celebrated as an incarnation of the nurse Ambika who fed Krishna with her breast milk. Wow. What amazing personalities. Someone who directly fed Krishna her breast milk. She became the wife of Srivas Pandit. Wow, amazing leelas. And as already noted, his niece, Narayani, the mother of Thakur Vrindavan Das, the author of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, was the sister of Ambika in Krishna Leela. So these are amazing personalities, really, really amazing personalities here we're reading about. You see? And you know what? We were talking this morning about being an associate of Krishna. Actually, if you've seen the cover of the Bhagavatam, there's two realms within Krishna Loka. There's the realm of Krishna Leela and the realm of Gaura Leela, both existing in Goloka Vrindavan. So which realm do you get to be in? It depends upon your mood. You can be in Krishna Leela, you can be in Chaitanya Leela, or you can be in both. Because we see these devotees are in both, you see? So actually you can be in both. And Prabhupada is setting us up to be in both. What are we doing in the kirtan? Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Gaura Lila. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And Prabhupada giving us a ticket to enter into both lilas. They have two swaroops at the same time. You can be a Gaura Lila and Chaitanya Lila at the same time. So how do you qualify yourself? By hearing about Srivas Pandit from the pure devotee. That's how you qualify yourself. So let's dive a little deeper, become more qualified to enter in the Gaura Lila at the time of death. Now here, Prabhupada, this is what I was talking about earlier. We understand the description of Chaitanya from the description of Chaitanya Bhagavat that after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of the sannyas order, Srivas Pandit left Navadvip, possibly because of feelings of separation. Possibly. We don't really know, but Prabhupada says possibly. I when Prabhupada says something possibly, I think, well, maybe, you know, maybe it's probably true. If Prabhupada says possibly, if he even mentions it, it's probably true. Not absolutely guaranteed, but most likely. He just couldn't stand Lord Chaitanya not being present anymore in Navadvipa. It was too painful for him. He had to get away. He had to go somewhere where he didn't have to see. Lord Chaitanya is not in Navadvipa. And he went to a place called Kumarahatta. I don't know where that is in India, Kumarahatta. It'd be an interesting place to go on pilgrimage someday, Kumara. Huh?
Still in Bengal.
In Bengal, okay. How far away is it? Be interesting to see Kumarahatta. Someday we can go on a pilgrimage. We can take a little caravan from Mayapur. I'll go to Kumarahatta and do another reading like this about Srivastava Thakur in Kumarahatta. It'll be interesting to do someday. If y'all want to come, we can maybe do that someday together. So anyway, there's another nice shloka about Srivastava. Dvishakara upashakaya tansavara ganana yandra krihe mahaprabhura sadasankirtana. There is no counting the sub-branches of these two branches. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu held congregational chanting daily at the house of Sri Vaspandit. Wow. They also had nocturnal kirtans there, you see. I remember Achyutananda Swami, he did a translation of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And it was years ago, cassette tapes came from India. He was giving, and it's described in one pastime. The mother-in-law, I think it was, of unless you're an absolutely pure devotee, you weren't allowed in the kirtans at that time. Of course, later on, it was opened up for everyone. But there was it was like, you had to be a pure devotee at one point to enter, to actually go to the kirtan. Otherwise, you weren't allowed. So his mother-in-law snuck in and hid in a basket. It must not have been a pure devotee. And Lord Chaitanya, there's somebody of an impure nature here in this kirtan. They found her in the basket and they removed her from the kirtan. Of course, later on, the kirtan was opened up for everybody. But there was a time when it was very confidential. And the kirtans are very confidential. Let's see.
One comment?
Yeah?
I mean, just. Kumarahatta is also called Halisahar. It's birthplace of Ishwarapuri.
Ah, birthplace of Ishwarapuri.
Yeah. And from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada quotes Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, it says, Sri Ishwarapuri was a resident of Kumarahatta, where there's now a railway station known as Kumarahatta. Nearby there's another station named Halisahar, which belongs to the Eastern Railway. This railway runs from the eastern section of
Kumarahatta. We can take the train then. We'll take a cab. We go on the train. Yeah, he'd probably tell us what train station to go to. Jai. Prabhupada really thought about us when he wrote these purports, how we can go on pilgrimage and see these places, and what train station to get off at. What more could you ask for? And now here's another one. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to perform dramas with Adwaita Prabhu, Srivastava Thakura, and other devotees in the house of Chandrasekhar. Wow. They used to play dramas together. That's amazing. Can you imagine being in a drama with Lord Chaitanya? Wow. So when Lord Chaitanya played in the dramatic performances in the house of Srivas Pandit, Vakeshwara Pandit was one of the chief dancers, and he danced continuously for that length of time. Sri Govindadas, an Arya devotee of Lord Chaitanya, has described the life of Vakeshwara Pandit in his book, Goro Krishnodaya. That's interesting. Interesting. Let's see how this began. Mukundadat used to sing in the courtyard of Srivas Pandit, and Lord Chaitanya would dance when he sang. When Lord Chaitanya for 21 hours exhibited an ecstatic manifestation known as Stata Prahariya, Mukundadatta inaugurated the function by singing. There's so many lilas in Srivas Pandit's house. Vasudeva Bhatta was such a powerful devotee that Krishna was purchased by him. Vasudeva Dutta stayed at Srivas Pandit's house, and in the Chaitanya Bhagavat it is described that Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with Vasudeva Dutta and so affectionate toward him that he used to say, "I am only Vasudeva Dutta's man. My body is only meant to please Vasudeva Dutta, and he can sell me anywhere." Wow. Imagine having that kind of a relationship with Lord Chaitanya. Well, you know, if you develop your love of Krishna, there's no telling what kind of relationship you can have with Lord Chaitanya. Everyone. You develop your love for Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, following the regulated principles, taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, following his instructions faithfully. Then you can also become one of the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya and Srivas Thakur. Okay. See here. Being glorified again and again in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shri Satchi Jagannatha Shri Madhadavapuri Keshava Bharati Ara Shri Ishvarapuri Advaita Acharya Arapandita Shri Vasa Acharyatna Vijanidhi Thakura Haridasa. Lord Shri Krishna, before appearing as Lord Chaitanya, requested these devotees to precede him, Shri Satchi Devi, Jagannath Mishra, Madhavendrapuri, Keshava Bharati, Ishvarapuri, Advaita Acharya Shri Vas Pandit, Acharyatna, Vidyanidhi, and Thakur Haridas. So he's a very special. There's only how many given here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You consider the thousands of devotees of Lord Chaitanya. These 10 were specifically said, "You come before me." Just consider how special these 10 devotees are. He directly asked by Krishna, "You should appear before me in my Gaura Lila." Very, very special position they had. It's years of pastime. When he saw the whole world was jubilant, Haridas Thakur, his mind astonished, directly and indirectly expressed himself to Advaita Acharya, "Your dancing and distributing charity are very pleasing to me. I can understand there is some special purpose in these actions." Acharyatna, Chandrasekhar, and Srivas Thakur were overwhelmed with joy and immediately went to the bank of the Ganges to bathe in her waters. Their minds full of happiness, they chanted the Hare Krishna mantra and gave charity by mental strength. In this way, all the devotees, wherever they were situated, in every city and every country, danced, performed some kirtan, and gave charity by mental strength on the plea of the lunar eclipse. Their mind overwhelmed with joy. This is the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chapter 13 in the Adi Lila describes this. Chandrasekharacharya and Srivas Thakura both came to Jagannath Mishra and drew his attention in many ways. They performed the ritualistic ceremonies prescribed at the time of birth. According to religious principles, Jagannath Mishra also gave varieties of charity. The wife of Srivas Thakura, whose name was Malini, accompanied by the wife of Chandrasekhar Acharyatna and other ladies, came there in great happiness to worship the baby with paraphernalia such as bromelain, turmeric, oil, fused rice, bananas and coconuts. Just imagine what an auspicious thing that was when Lord Chaitanya appeared. We have that verse we often quote, Krishna Varnam Tvasha Krishnam Sango Pangrashtra Parshadam Yagai Sankirtana Payar Yajanti Husameda Saha. So Prabhupada translates that as such here in the CC Adi 14. One should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead who appears in the age of Kali with his associates as the Panchatattva. And then he lists them, the Lord himself, and his associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Adaita Prabhu, Sri Gadadhar Pandit, Sri Gadadhar Prabhu, and Sri Vastakura. In this age, an intelligent person worships the Panchatattva by the method of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and if possible, distributing prasadam. Our Krishna Ganga's movement is introducing this bona fide method of worship in the Western world. Its members are going from village to village and town to town with deities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, teaching people how to worship the Lord by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, offering prasadam and distributing prasadam to the people in general. Pujai. So this is where the famous pastime, that Gaura Arti song we sing every night, describes this lila when Lord Chaitanya revealed himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada mentions here, he says, one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think this is slightly different, but it's similar because he was sitting on the throne of Vishnu. See, normally he doesn't reveal himself as the Supreme Person. But one day, and this may have been the same as that Gaura Lila song, one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting on the throne of Vishnu in the house of Sri Vas Pandit. In a mood of his own, he said, my mother has offended the lotus feet of a Vajrachacharya. Unless she nullifies this offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, it will not be possible for her to achieve love of Krishna. It's an interesting thing. Some pastime. We'll be a little more. Hearing this, all the devotees went to bring Vajrachacharya there. While coming to see the Lord, Adwaita Acharya was glorifying the characteristics of the Sachi Devi. And thus upon arriving, he fell down on the ground in ecstasy. Then under the instruction of Lord Chaitanya, Sachi Devi took advantage of the situation to touch Adwaita Acharya's lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with his mother's action. He said, now my mother's offense at the lotus feet of Adwaita Acharya has been rectified, and she may have love of Krishna without difficulty. By this example, Lord Chaitanya taught everyone that although one may be very advanced in Krishna consciousness, if one offends the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, his advancement will not bear fruit. So, ISKCON devotees, beware. You may be a GBC, you may be a temple president, you may be a guru, you may be sannyasi, you may be, you know, a 40-year veteran of the battle between ISKCON and the material world. You may be, you know, so many big things you may think you are, but if you offend a devotee, you're finished. Any devotee, even a new bhakta. Let's see. So one has to be very, very careful to always treat the Vaishnavas as Vaishnavas. They may be pure devotees like Prabhupada, you know, advanced, highest level of Uttama Bhakti. They may be Madhyamadhikari, someone in the middle of becoming a pure devotee, or it's just a neophyte, is getting started to get out of the modes, you see. Kanishta Bhakta. But one, we have to be very, very careful how we deal with all Vaishnavas. We should never become full of anger or vengeful towards devotees. We should always be very tolerant, you see. I'd be very tolerant. I mean, I have my faults, you have your faults, isn't it? So, if I get all bent out of shape about your faults, then what is my position? You see? It's like there's an example from the Bible. There was some woman who had illicit sex, and all the priests got together with rocks and they were going to stone her to death. Yeah, we'll teach her a lesson, we'll stone her to death, you know. So Jesus said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And they all dropped their rocks. You see? So, be careful when you're dealing with devotees. Krishna, there's no one more dear to Krishna than devotee, even a neophyte devotee. There's no one more dear to Krishna. And if you offend a devotee in any way, Krishna never will accept you. Never. You're finished. So if you ever offend a devotee, you have to beg for forgiveness from that devotee. Even one time I had an experience with one very highly advanced devotee, a sannyasi, GBC guru, very, very, one of the big leaders of ISKCON. He and I had a little, he got really angry at me and said some very heavy words, very heavy words. And about 20 minutes later he called me in his room. He said, Sankarshan Prabhu, he said, please forgive me what I said, because if you don't, my devotional creeper will be severed, as he told me. So of course I forgave him. But this is a big, one of the biggest pillars, I won't mention the name, but one of the big, big, super, one of the original 11, one of the big Maha Guru Sannyasi GBCs, one of the biggest pillars of the whole movement. He begged forgiveness from me, that so his devotional creeper would not be severed. So, and who am I? I'm just some, you know, some nobody. But so in this way, we have to always be very, very careful. When you're dealing with Vaishnavas, if you treat them properly, Krishna will bless you with unlimited mercy. If you teach them improperly, you're gonna be in hell. I'll tell you right now, you'll be in hell. If you mistreat devotees, you'll be living in hell. If you treat them properly, you'll be in the spiritual world every minute. So let's see, we have, we can have questions. I'm not an expert on all these leelas. So if you ask me some leela questions, I'll probably say, well, look it up in the Veda base. But as far as philosophy and practicing devotional service, maybe you have some questions about that. And if not, we can continue doing some more gold nugget prospecting here in the hills of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah.
When we hear these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his intimate associates, this is our example, this is our movement. But what is our level? We supposed to reflect this kind of relationships?
Absolutely. You should study the CC and you should manifest these kind of qualities in your own dealings. We should make ISKCON Copenhagen should be non-different from Gaura Leela.
Siva Sangam.
Huh?
New Siva Sangam.
This is the name of the temple.
Siva Sangam.
Oh, that's the name of this temple. Yeah. Yeah. This is Siva Sangam. Yeah. New Siva Sangam.
Yeah.
That's why you're having a very special thing today. Wow, so. Wow, so you have to make this like Siva Sangam then. The mood. You have to make this like that mood has to be there, you see. And just like the devotees went into complete ecstasy. They went mad with ecstasy in Shiva Sangam in the Kirtan. So you have to become transcendental mad women here, you see. Become mad with love of God. Everyone here. Otherwise you're not a true ISKCON Copenhagen devotee if you don't go mad with ecstasy in the Kirtan. You see? Yeah?
because they were so attached to each other like anything.
Oh, the loving relationships. We were beyond their, that love that they would feel between themselves. It's interesting, you know, when I joined ISKCON, I laugh about it still, but it was kind of pathetic, really. When I joined ISKCON, I remember this, a devotee came down from Dallas, one of the lead, big, you know, senior, more senior devotees. He said, it's Maya to love a devotee. You can only love Krishna. You don't love devotees. That's Maya. I was going, and I couldn't say anything. I was just, you know, he was a senior devotee, you know. In those days, senior means you've been initiated for a whole year, so now you're a senior devotee. I couldn't say anything, but and I always remember that. I was puzzled by that. But then, two or three years later, a manuscript came out for a book that was soon to be published. It was called The Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita. It wasn't printed yet, but I got a Xerox copy, you know, and I went. And I read in there that there's six kinds of loving exchanges with devotees. I went, wow, yeah. I knew I was right. It's not my to love a devotee. You're supposed to love devotees, you see? My godbrothers, my godsisters, they're all my family members. They're all dear to me. I love them all. They're very dear to me. And I deal with all of them in a loving way, you see? So, this mood you must have here in new Shiva's Anganda. You must have this wonderful loving feelings between all the devotees. Because that's how you'll be successful. Otherwise, you will be a complete failure here. If you don't have this love between the devotees, your center will be a failure. It'll be a flop if it even stays open in the long run, you see. I'm not finished. But if you have this loving feeling between the devotees, you get the whole country will join this movement. You'll capture the whole country of Denmark. I can guarantee you, if you have first class loving relations between devotees, this whole country you'll make this whole country Krishna conscious. Denmark will be the first Krishna conscious country. If you can just have pure loving relations between all the devotees. Kijai. Okay, next.
Where do we start? And
how with you, rascal. With you. You have to develop loving feelings to other. You may agree or disagree with the devotee, but you have to have loving feelings and appreciate this devotee. I may disagree with you, but I have to agree that we can work together cooperatively to please Prabhupada and please our spiritual masters, even if we disagree with each other, you see. We have to agree to work together in a loving, cooperative way. Even if we have difference of opinion, I mean, I may think that the deities look better in red. You mean I think they look better in blue? But are we going to hate each other over that? No, red, no blue. No. Is it? We have to love each other and appreciate each other's qualities. Not that we naively think that everybody's a pure devotee. We have to actually see. Who's more advanced, who's less advanced, and deal with them properly. Those who are less advanced than us, we should be very kind to them and help them advance. Those who are equally advanced, we share our realizations. Those who are more advanced, we learn from them. We sit at their feet and learn from them, you see. Well, you see the differences, but in the same time, we deal lovingly with each and every devotee according to our relationship we have with them. You see? Yes?
Srila Gurudev, you talked about praying to become a pure devotee.
Yes.
I heard once some devotees talking about praying for pure devotional service.
Yes.
And kind of when he does that, then Krishna, he kind of turns up the flame a little, so to say.
Well, aren't you doing that every day when you're chanting your rounds? I mean, if you're not Hare Krishna, your 16 rounds is praying for pure devotional service. What are you praying for? Chapatis? Hare Krishna means Krishna, my dear Mother Radharani, and my dear Krishna, please bless me with pure devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We have to chant in that mood. That's the proper mood. And if you want to say it in English, you know, while you take a minute out and say it in English or say it in Danish, just to remind yourself what the mood is, that's fine too. You know, you can say, "Oh, Krishna, please bless me. I can chant these rounds in such a way that you'll be pleased with me." You know, those you can say some few extra prayers to help you dive in, because that's how you make your powerful advancement, is by how you relate with the holy names and how you relate with the devotees. You see those two things: Nama Prabhu, the Prabhus, and Nama Prabhu. The Manajis are also our Prabhus. You see. It's like when I was a kid, I had two Prabhus. My mom and my dad are both my Prabhus, you see. So there's the Prabhus and the Matajis, they're all my Prabhus, you see, my masters, you see. So there's Nama Prabhu, and then there's the Prabhus, you see. So that's why the first offense against the holy name is to be offensive toward devotees, you see. So your relationship with Krishna and your relationship with the devotees, they are very integrally connected with each other. If your offense is toward devotees, you'll never connect with Krishna's name. Never. In a million lifetimes. If you're offensive toward devotees, will you ever connect with Krishna Nam? Never. You won't ever get it. You'll always be a Nam Aparadi. But if you learn how to connect with Vaishnavas and you try to perfect your chanting, you're going to become an advanced devotee very quickly. Guaranteed. You're in the Paramahamsa fast track. If you will focus on relationship with devotees and relationship with the name of Krishna, Paramahamsa fast track, guaranteed. Anything else? Yeah.
Sometimes you see devotees not much interest to be with other devotees. Is that an offense?
If someone is not very interested to be with other devotees, that means they're interested to be with non-devotees. Because man is a social animal. You know that? Man is a social animal. That's the nature. Just like the birds flock together, human beings flock together. We have a phenomenon in Texas, in the area where we live, that in certain areas the birds come in huge numbers. Certain areas, like we go to one grocery store, the birds like that spot. Thousands in the evening, thousands of birds will come there. You got to watch out. You don't get a little something on your head, because they're everywhere. But birds flock together. You see thousands of them lined up on the power lines, all sitting together. They fly together. They sit together. They have the same nature of human beings. We have a nature to flock with other human beings. If you don't flock with devotees, you'll be flocking with non-devotees, I guarantee you. You can't be a loner. You know what loners do? Somebody goes up to the mountain, they meditate alone, and they will come back and tell their friends what it was like on the mountain. They want to brag about their lone meditation feats to their friends. We are social animals, and if you don't associate with devotees, you'll associate with non-devotees. So you choose what kind of association you want. Because whoever you associate with, that's what you become. Asat, what is it? Satsangichag is there. There's that one verse, Bhagavad Gita says, Sangat Sanjayate Kama. One's consciousness is developed according to your association. So if you want to achieve the supreme perfection of existence, you associate with Vaishnavas, especially those who find faults with you. Because you're full of faults, Prabhu. You want to really find those devotees who will point out your faults. They're the best association you can get. Somebody can tell you what a rascal you. That's wrong, that's wrong. What are you doing that? That's wrong, that's wrong. The best thing is to find devotees who can point out your faults and move in with them. Spend as much time as you can with devotees who point out your faults. Because those who constantly glorify you, "Oh Prabhu, you're so great, you're so wonderful." "Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. What can I do? This is my karma, you know, I'm a pure devotee." Better you find somebody who can point out your faults. Prabhupada said, when I was a brahmacharya, I took so many notes, you know. I have my notebooks. I still save them. I have a chunk of all my nectar from my brahmacharya. I have a whole stack of notebooks, of notes I took. Prabhupada says, "The student who is more chastised, he is advanced." And we heard a nice class in Juhu, ISKCON Juhu, the Brahmana, he said, if there's a, you find a devotee who chastises you and move in with him, is him. Because that's how you can really make advancement. Someone points out, you know, there's something wrong with your attitude, Prabhu. You know, you're doing, I see you're sincere, but I see you have some difficult, some faults. You see, you need to work on those faults. Here's some faults I see in you, Prabhu. See, that's what you need. Devotees will point out your faults. Because that you can really make progress. You see, that's the duty of the spiritual master. His duty is to chastise the disciple, actually. Point out his faults. Any other questions? Are y'all satisfied, as we say in Texas? Are y'all satisfied? It's a plural form. You know that? Y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Texas. How y'all doing? Texas talk. So y'all have any more questions? Yes. Yeah.
Does pure devotion necessitate material hardships?
Pure devotion will bring material happiness?
Hardships.
Does it bring material
difficulties? Difficulties.
Does it bring it?
Yeah.
Actually, pure devotional service relieves you from all difficulties. A pure devotee doesn't experience any difficulty materially or spiritually. Even if there is a material difficulty, he doesn't experience it as a material difficulty. A pure devotee experiences everything as the loving hand of Krishna blessing him, whatever it may be. Even as being nailed to a cross like Lord Jesus, he doesn't experience anything as a torturous difficulty. He experiences the loving hand of Krishna blessing him at every minute in every situation. Doesn't matter. Externally, it may appear to be good, may appear to be bad, it may be beautiful, maybe it may be ugly. These are external considerations only. One who is fully realized in Krishna consciousness experiences everything as the sweetest, most unbelievably nectarian and mercy of Krishna at every minute. And everything that he experiences, wherever he goes, in the temple, out preaching, or wherever he goes, he feels how Krishna is with him and blessing him at every minute. You see? So that state we have to try to achieve is called pure devotional service. It's incomparably wonderful. There's no comparison in the material world for that state of consciousness. There's no comparison at all. Yeah.
One who finds a fault, you move in with that person. So who is going to tell the fault of that person who is finding the fault?
Well, he has to... The person who is qualified to point out your faults, he has to be humble before those who can point out his fault. And who's going to point out his fault? It all goes back to Prabhupada, ultimately. Yes. Ultimately goes back to Prabhupada. Just like Prabhupada pointed out some of my faults, he sometimes pointed out my faults, you see. Just like I was, I joined one party, very nice, it was it's called the Road Show, it was a transcendental rock opera. We would rehearse for the rock opera in the morning, in the afternoon we'd go out with Sankirtan, and in the evening sometimes we'd do the rock opera sometimes in the evenings at universities. I had a story of a devotee story of a hippie who became a devotee. It was an interesting rock opera. Prabhupada actually saw a rock opera. We did it for Prabhupada in Pittsburgh. He liked it. He applauded between after each song. It's a really nice thing. But when I joined them, it was a very intense program. You had the rehearsals for the rock opera, then you go out for preaching. You know, it was like a whirlwind. Where's the time to read? So I wrote Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, I don't have time to read. Actually, what I did to even have time to write the letter, I skipped out from Sankirtan. That was a big no-no. But I went to this tree where Prabhupada started the movement in Tompkins Square Park. I wrote the letter at that tree where he started the Sankirtan movement. I figured I'd go there where Prabhupada's actually present, at that tree, and I'll write the letter from that tree, sitting at that tree in Tompkins Square Park. So, and I got a letter. Eventually I got a letter. The answer back, and Prabhupada said, there is much time in the day for studying. He didn't take my argument. He said, but What is the good of so much study without practice? He said, Shishi Gornitai Ki Jai, Shishi Radhanamara Ki Jai. Actually, we can keep going during the. Okay. And then he told me this. It was a very, very poignant thing. He said, study without practice, eventually it will become dry and useless. If you don't apply this knowledge, you may say, this knowledge is so ecstatic, I can read it and talk about it, but don't ask me to wash any pots. I mean, you know, I'm a pundit, right? I'm not a pot-dit, I'm a pundit. Don't ask me to wash the pots. I'm memorizing slokas, Prabhu. You see? Sometimes we see that attitude. So I was a little bit like that at the time. And Prabhupada had to get on my case and point out my fault, you see. That so much study without practice, after the study becomes dry after a while. And we saw that there was one boy who bought a set of Bhagavatams from us in Austin, of our senator. He was so enlivened. He'd come and be, I'm reading the first canto, second canto. I read about this and that. He was all excited, bubbly with ecstasy about the Bhagavatam. Why don't you take some japa beads and also chant? Oh, no, I don't want to chant. I just want to study. Well, he got about halfway through the Bhagavatam, he lost his steam. We never saw him again. Is he? If you want to actually realize this knowledge, you have to apply it. If you don't apply it, it may be fascinating for a little while, but it will lose its glitter. But if you actually apply this knowledge, then it will become effulgent within your heart. You see? So, yeah. I was duly corrected by Prabhupada. So, we have to learn how to be corrected, you see. Realize our faults. Yeah, I'm kind of lazy, so I had to realize I'm too lazy. Just want to sit around and read. Don't want to do any service, you see. And then Krishna gave me a chance to be totally absorbed in service. With hardly any time to read. And I learned how to relish that too. So Krishna will put you through. Anyone who is sincerely desiring to awaken their Krishna consciousness, Krishna will put them in circumstances and types of service and types of relationships to help you achieve pure devotional service. If you're sincere about becoming a pure devotee, you don't have to worry about you're not getting the proper facility. You simply have to desire pure devotional service, and Krishna will personally arrange for you to be in a perfect situation to become a pure devotee as soon as possible. Simply, only one thing is required, and that is your sincerity. That's all that's required. Nothing else. Krishna will cover everything if you simply desire pure devotional service. Any other questions? Yes?
I'm thinking about the story in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Ramchandra Puri. Mm. Had it served to correct devotees, but it's, I mean,
he wasn't qualified to do it. He was envious.
Yeah, he's not very much appreciated.
Yeah, but he was not. He was even criticizing Lord Chaitanya, wasn't he? Yeah, yeah. Was that his service, or he was just an envious person?
Well, he assumed the service himself. But.
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes maybe someone is very much of a fault finder, you see. But if you do it, it depends on the mood. If somebody is doing it out of false pride or out of envy, then that's actually Vaishnava Parada. But if someone is doing it out of love, trying to help someone, that's... See, one devotee can criticize you in the proper way, and other devotees may do it improperly. The mood has to be based on a sincere desire to help that person advance in Krishna consciousness. But if someone just does it out of envy, out of false pride, that's called Vaishnava Aparad. One is the same, even saying the same thing, the same exact words could be Vaishnava Seva or Vaishnava Aparad. If I say, you know, you're really puffed up, Hikari Vaishnava Seva or Vaishnava Aparad, depending on the mood in which it's said. See the point? Yeah. If it's said with love, then it's Vaishnava Seva. If it's said out of spite or enmity, it's Vaishnava Aparad. So we need to find those devotees who are not just... When I say find someone to criticize, I mean someone who's doing it out of love, to qualify our previous answer now. Find someone who's criticizing me out of love, that's who I need. Not somebody who's a fault finder, finding fault with everyone. There was one boy when I joined. He was the first one I ever heard criticize the GBC. We have a saying in English called a chip on the shoulder attitude, like a negative attitude. He said, GBC means got a big chip. A chip on the shoulder attitude. And I couldn't believe it. He's criticizing the GBC. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada gave him that position. We're supposed to be respectful. They're representing Prabhupada. How can he walk around criticizing the GBC? Well, he left ISKCON eventually. He actually, the last meeting he had with Prabhupada is there, you can hear it in the MP3 collection. He had grown a mustache. And Prabhupada asked him about his mustache, because we don't wear mustaches, initiated devotees. If you're not initiated, it's okay. But those who take diksha, they become renounced from mustache, according to Prabhupada's teachings. So Prabhupada asked him about the mustache. He said, Prabhupada, you had a mustache. He said, Prabhupada, that was before my diksha. So... Prabhupada, he was very, very critical of the leadership of ISKCON. And Prabhupada said, okay, I'm giving you, this is my instruction to you. He said, just earn money and enjoy. In other words, get out of our movement. He followed Prabhupada, he left ISKCON and went to earn money and enjoy. He never came back. He assumed gave himself his own assumed spiritual name. He gave up the name that Prabhupada gave him. Now he's a self-proclaimed guru. With his own self-anointed, his own self-given spiritual name, apparently. So he was very critical. It was not out of sincere desire to serve. Even, I remember, we had, Vishnujan Swami had put a devotee in charge of our temple, and he went to open another temple. So we had a young devotee named Sri Galingford, but young boy, he was the temple president. So this devotee came in, the one I was talking about. He hitchhiked in and took over the temple. But luckily the GBC showed up the next day and put a stop. He actually came over and started airing the temple president what to do. And the temple president, very humble, just thinking this is an older devotee, I should obey him. So he virtually took over the whole temple. This was his mood. So, you know, and that devotee, that person didn't make it. He was on a power trip. He was on an ego trip. And he came to Krishna consciousness, a so-called devotee. Sometimes we have that. We have, the Prabhupada says, Kali Chela. Someone may come and present themselves as devotees, but actually have just material motives of, you know, becoming, lording it over mentality. They'll come and they'll go. Time will tell who's actually sincere about becoming a pure devotee. Those who stick with this process, decade after decade after decade after decade, you see. I've joined in 71. The two boys initiated with me. They're long gone. Can't even find them anywhere. I can search for them on the internet. I have no idea where they were. So many devotees. In our temple, we had a wonderful family of devotees there. I'm thinking of how many are even in ISKCON right now. They were there. The only one. There's two of us left. And the whole family of the devotees in the Austin temple when I first joined. I can think there's one, two, you know, I could see... They're all gone except for one. Just me and one other devotee, Adidev Prabhu, he's still there, in Alachua. But everyone, they're all gone. Every one of them is gone. The whole temple, all gone from ISKCON. Only that, two of us left. So that happens because Manushanam Sahasresu Kashchen Yatat Siddhaye Yatatam Api Siddhanam Kashchen Manvati Tatvataha. Out of thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of a thousand who've endeavored for perfection, hardly even one knows me in truth. So anybody who is here now, give them all encouragement, give them all help. We have an obligation to Srila Prabhupada to protect and maintain whatever devotees are here now. It's more important than making new devotees. Most important thing is what devotees we have now. We have to see they're happy, they're maintained well, their consciousness is, they're on a proper mood, the proper, they're advancing nicely. That's our duty, to maintain the devotees we have now. We don't want to lose any more devotees. Any more questions? We've got 20 minutes left. I can go back into more Srivas nectar. We can, yes.
I always find it quite interesting that, again regarding Ramchandrapuri, there are many blasphemers and offenders in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and they get mercy and like that. There's an example when the Brahmana who blasphemed Sridhar Thakur, placing liquor outside his door, and actually he ended up getting Lord Chaitanya's mercy by being told to go and ask for forgiveness from Sridhar Thakur. But like Ramchandrapuri is no mercy.
What happened to him eventually?
I mean, Chaitanya Charitamrita says he just left, and there's no mention of anything.
Nowhere
he went. Continue on his, I mean, he was with Lord Chaitanya. He didn't even, realize who he was with, and he just went to the next and found fault there. And was no mercy for him at all.
Yeah, we have to be very careful. We had this. We should understand. This is the opportunity we have to get out of this material world. I've been stuck here for millions and billions of lifetimes with this false concept that the whole universe revolves around me. My enjoyment is the center of everything. This is a completely illusory conception. It's like the hand trying to enjoy separately, you see. The hand tries to enjoy the food separately. How much it can it digest any? Can it get any nutritional value from digesting from squeezing the food? That reminds me, they're going to pass out these sweets. So yeah, there's not really any. Are the Aki's finished? Okay. Okay, so this is the last question then.
I mean, it's a little bit more this.
The last question.
The relationship.
Huh? Of all six, what is the most important? How you can say, actually, they're all most important. Every one of them is the most important. To serve the prasadam to the devotees, accept prasadam from the devotees, to inquire confidentially, to reveal your heart to the devotees, you see. These six loving exchanges, they're all the most important things. How you can minimize any of them? It doesn't make sense to minimize any of them. You should maximize every one of them, seeing that all of them is most important. And you'll be in good shape. So we'll stop here. Srivas Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.
Shri Shankar Prabhu ki jai.